Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Schuhes, Perik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Arba Shemrim, there are four categories when it comes to Shemrim. Shemr Chinam, that's someone who watches something for nothing. Vashayel is someone who borrows something. Naisa Sachar is a Shemr who gets paid for his services. Vasoicher is someone who rents something. All Shemrim have one thing in common. If they're negligent, if it's a Peshia, they have to pay. In the case of an Einus, if something happened totally out of their control, it really was not their fault, with the exception of a borrower, the other Shemrim are Potter. Then there's the middle category of Geneva v'Aveda. Literally, Geneva, if it was stolen, v'Aveda, or it was lost, and it means something happened that's like Parv. What do I mean, Parv? You can't say that he was negligent. On the other hand, you can't say that he couldn't have prevented it. So, like the Mishnah, Shomer Chinam, if I'm watching something for nothing, then I am Potter on Geneva v'Aveda, and of course on Einus. But like we're soon going to learn, I have to swear. I have to swear that it's no longer in my possession, because if you ask me to watch your bike, and later I say, "Oy, sorry, an Einus happened, or Geneva v'Aveda," well, better luck next time. It's not so simple. How do we know that that bike is not in my garage, and I'm just waiting for you to move away so I can use it? So I have to swear that it's not in my possession. I also have to swear that what I say is true, that Ataka wasn't Einus or Geneva v'Aveda. I also have to swear that I didn't use it without permission, because once I'm Shaleach Yad, once I use it without permission, then I am Chayiv. So Zakta Mishnah, Shomer Chinam Nishba Al HaKoil, basically, with the exception of Peshia, a Shomer Chinam could swear to patter himself on everything else, Geneva v'Aveda, Einus, as opposed to, on the other side of the spectrum, the Hashoyel, if I borrowed your bike, Mishalem Esakar. There's no swearing that there was an Einus, because it doesn't make a difference. Even if it was an Einus, I'm still Chayiv. I'm a Shoyel, you did me a favor, you lent me your bike, I borrowed it, I have all the benefit. Memela, my responsibility is greater. There's only one thing that a Shoyel is really potter on. You know what it is? Do you remember? It's called Mesa Machmas Malacha. I use the bike in a normal way. I'm driving it in a normal way, and suddenly the chain falls off or the wheels fall off and something happens to it. That's the only time a Shoyel is potter. But as far as Oynes, Geneva v'Aveda, for sure Peshia, the Shoyel has to pay. V'Shoyel Meshalem Esakel. Shoyel pays for everything. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Noisa Sachar, suppose you pay me to watch your behemoth, V'Hasachar, or I rent it. Nishboyin, I would swear to patter myself, ala shvura, if I claim literally was broken, it means in the case of a behemoth that was killed by a wild animal, vala shvuya, that was captured, shavi means a prisoner, like pidyon shvuya means to redeem prisoners, vala mesor, that it just died on its own. Now these are really cases of oinus. However, umishalmin, according to this Tana, the renter, and according to everyone, the shemes sachar, would have to pay a su'aveda v'sageneva for a case of loss or theft. And again, that's that middle case where he wasn't outright negligent, but you can't say that it was unpreventable. You can't say it wasn't einus. So again, our Mishnah told us there are four shomrim. They are shomer chinam, someone who watches something for nothing, someone who borrows something, someone that's paid to watch something, and a renter. Shomer chinam is virtually patur in everything except peshia, but he would have to swear. Swears in regard to Geneva v'Aveda, swears in regard to Einus. Shoyel has to pay for everything. Shoyel is chayiv even on Einus. Shomer Sachar, according to our Tana, a renter would swear if he says Einus, because then he's Potter, but he would have to pay for Geneva v'Aveda, and of course he would have to pay for Peshia.